Hello, this is Paula Matthews for Epic Books and Cafe, and I have a message that is a follow-up from the last episode, and last time we talked about how God was beautifying His church. In this episode, I hear the Lord saying that His vengeance is at hand. His vengeance is at hand. And initially, the scripture I heard, and I heard it while broadcasting the last episode, I heard the words of Jesus from Luke 21:22. For these be the days of vengeance, that all things which are written may be fulfilled. Beloved, we're in a time frame where Jesus is returning to the earth quickly. Every word of promise in this book concerning the things that are to happen before His return must be fulfilled. Every word that was spoken to our hearts about what has to be done in the earth before Jesus returns has to be completed. So every promise, every prophecy that we have, whether it's personal, whether it's for the church or for the nations, has to be fulfilled in the time frame which God has anointed. So any prophecies in this Bible that we have not seen come to pass has to come to pass in this hour. Now, there are prophecies that talk about His return and things that happen in the millennial reign. That's a whole nother conversation. We're talking specifically the things that come before the end of the age. And as Jesus warned, He said, these be the days of vengeance, that all things which are written may be fulfilled. Now, this thing of vengeance is serious. I first learned of it from the Lord many, many years ago. Didn't understand that it was vengeance at the time. But when He called me into ministry and He said that my assignment was specific and that I was in agreement to do His will, He said there would be people who will try to turn you away from what I've told you to do. And what He said to me was, if they do not let you go, What He said was that they will try to put their armor, Saul's armor, on me. You remember what they did to David to fight a battle. Saul put his armor on David, but David shook it off and used a sling and a stone. But what the Lord said, that there are going to be men try to put their armor on you. People are going to try to put their ways on you, trying to mold you the way they want. And He said, if they don't let you go, I will shake them. He said, I will continue to shake them if they continue to work against you. But He said, if they refuse to let you go, I will remove them from the face of the earth. Now, when the Lord gave me that prophecy, it shook me. But then He said it publicly in a church service, in a church that wasn't mine. And people, you could feel people just moving away from me in fear. Like, okay, it's dangerous to be around that woman. No, it's dangerous if you try to remove somebody from the position of obedience of God. What did Jesus talk about the little ones? That if you try to turn them away from Him, it'd be better for you to have a millstone on your neck and you drop into the sea. That's how serious the Lord takes. You're trying to maneuver someone away from His will. So when I talk about vengeance, that is exactly what God does. He avenges those who are in His will, and He comes against His adversaries, His enemies. Now, I remember years ago, it wasn't too many years ago, I heard Dr. David Oyedepo say that there are places in God you can't go without the vengeance of the Lord. Vengeance has to take place. And he's right, because there are places as you arise in the things of God that the enemy will say, you're not going, you're not going, you're not going. We saw that with Pharaoh in ancient Egypt. He refused to let people go. Now, what did God do? He sent plagues against the nation. And Pharaoh, again, even after all the plagues, he agreed to let them go, but then he didn't let the people go. He went after them. He and his armies ended up in the sea, in the Red Sea, and drowned. That's the only way for people to be free. And I've had the Lord tell me recently, Paula, for you to go forward, Paula, some people are going to have to die. I'm going to have to remove them. And He showed me who some of them were. And they're determined. You're not going to do this in America. You're not going to do this on my watch. Well, guess what? Your time is up. If you don't repent, your time is up. And I want to tell you how serious this is. But it should be a message of obedience. It should be a message to bolster the obedience of those who are determined to obey God, to know that the Lord will avenge you. We talked about 2025, how the Sanballats and Tobias will be there to try to stop you. But keep going, because the Lord will deal with them. He will deal with your adversaries in a serious, serious way. Now, there's some that are arrogant, and I'll tell you why. Because up until now, the Church of Jesus Christ, at least in America, has been weak. We don't represent ourselves like the Bible represents the church. We don't see the signs and wonders and miracles like we should, because mainly because we've strayed away from the word as a body, and we pretty much have a gospel that it's entertainment, that's something that the world would receive. However, it's not a gospel of power. What the world is going to see is a gospel of power operating through a remnant of people. Now, it will shock many people because they're not used to seeing the Holy Spirit move, which is kind of amazing when you think about it in America. You look at our movies, you see, we've seemed to accept witchcraft as normal spiritual move. We accept it in our movies and entertainment, but to expect God to move, we don't expect it. It's like, so any type of supernatural, even you hear it in churches, if it's supernatural, they think it's of the devil. That's just how we have been brainwashed in this country to believe supernatural things. We forget the enemy. Witchcraft is a knockoff. The enemy is a copycat, and a poor copycat at that. He has nothing original. He's a deceiver. That's what he does. So what God is going to do in this hour is you're going to see the real power. And when it comes, when it comes strong, you're going to see a battle, because the enemy is going to rise up like it was in the days of Moses. When Moses would do something, then the charlatans of Pharaoh would do something and turn a rod into a snake. Well, okay, so the magicians could turn their rods into snake, but what the Bible says is that Moses' snake ate up their snake. Okay, so that's what we're going to see. They may try to replicate a lot of things, but no, the vengeance of the Lord is here. So no matter what the enemy tricks and magic and abracadabras or whatever they're doing, and witchcraft, it's not going to work in this hour. But what God is wanting it to do is bring his people back to understanding that this gospel of Jesus Christ is a gospel of power. Now, one of the stories the Lord gave me on this vengeance came out of the book of Isaiah 36. And it was a story he talked about Sennacherib, who was a king of the Assyrians. And his attitude was, okay, I've taken out all these nations, I've done all this, and don't let Hezekiah the king tell you people in Israel that God is going to save you, because what nation has been saved from their gods? I've taken over those nations. Nobody can stop me. We haven't seen your God operate, so don't be fooled by Hezekiah to believe that your God is going to show up, because we know he doesn't. And the reason this story hit me so hard is because that's kind of how the world looks at the Christians. It's mumble jumble. I heard one politician in the spirit say it's just mumble jumble, meaning the words mean nothing. But what I hear the Lord saying is, it's time for you to stand up and know who your God is. Isaiah 35, 4 and 6 says, say to them that are fearful of hearts, be strong. Fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance. Even God with recompense, he will come and save you. I have to understand what this means, because when we are standing strong, standing in faith and not fearful, God will fight for us. But we have to stand, take a stand. And then the scripture says, then we will see blind eyes opened, and the deaf ears will be unstopped. Then the lame men will weep, and the tongue of the dumb will sing. And as for in the wilderness, there'll be waters breaking out, streams in the desert. Why? Because we stood and put trust in our God. And the story about Sennacherib is crazy, because he said, who are you going to trust? Who are you going to trust other than me? Because there's no power but me. And there are people in this world, there are leaders in government that surround this world, even leaders in the church in the world who believe they are the gods. They are the power. And so they're threatening the people of God. They're trying to put the people of God not to believe God or God's prophets anymore. And it's kind of scary, because this is the day of the Lord's vengeance, the year of his recompense, as it says in Isaiah 34, recompenses for the controversies of Zion, meaning anything that's been going on involving God's people, whether it's Israel or the church, God is getting ready to settle the score. So don't be fearful what the enemy is speaking. Don't be fearful what he's threatening. Understand, there are a lot of Christians who trust the governments of the world. They trust the pastors. I'm not saying you don't distrust the pastors, but when you know the people that you're following are going against God, they're speaking against God, they're teaching you to go against God, that is the signal you're following the wrong voice. Get back in the Word, repent, and start following what the Holy Spirit is asking you to do. Because we're about to witness these people be struck down publicly. It's going to happen in churches, it's going to happen in office buildings, it's going to happen in places of justice. And God is going to do it publicly for the whole world to see. What happens when you mock and you reproach Almighty God? And that's what happened to the king of Sennacherib. very much like what's happening in America, because we have wicked leaders who've defied the living God and have cast reproach on the people of God, and they do so without remorse. Now, some of these claim to be Christians, but they are wolves in sheep's clothing. They want power over the people and will say and do anything to get it. People of God, you got to have wisdom. You got to walk in the Spirit. You got to hear what God is saying, not to be trapped by these wicked ones. Because we saw it. We have a new administration coming in the White House in 2025 in America. God made this happen. And even though they're saying this is a friendly transition of power, this is anything but friendly. They're speaking out of both sides of the mouth. The enemy is plotting a devilish plan to seize power by causing fear and injury to the people of this nation. Many of these leaders have blasphemed God's ability to intervene because wicked ones have used their power to overtake unsuspecting nations around the world. Oh, America's done some dirt in other nations and nobody stopped us. So they're saying, okay, we're going to continue to do it in America. They did it in 2020. They thought they could do it in 2024. But God said no. Unfortunately for these wicked ones, they don't plan on answering to God because they don't believe God has the power to stop them. That's like Sennacherib. He believed, who is your God that you're trusting? I've done all this. I've done this to all these nations who also had gods. Look what happened. I took them out. I'm going to take you out too. So don't even worry about going to a God because he's not going to answer you. It's kind of what these people are saying who are doing this wickedness now. However, God has heard them. He's heard what they've said. He's going to answer them back in ways that we be heard around the world. You know, again, like Sennacherib, they're saying, don't let the prophets deceive you into believing God will deliver you out of my hands. And they're saying it loudly in America. They're like, he didn't do it in 2020. He's not going to do it now. This is what they're saying in their hearts, but God is answering them. And here's the words he spoke to Sennacherib, and he's going to speak it. He's speaking it to these people as well. But I know your boat, meaning I know where you live. I know you're going out and coming in. I know your rage against me. Because of your rage against me and thy tumult has come up to mine ears. Therefore, I will put my hook in your nose and my bridle in thy lips, and I will turn thee back by the way which you came. And in other words, God is luring them by their own pride. And even the word talks about the pride coming before for destruction. It comes before the fall, and God has literally put a hook in their nose and leading them to their own destruction. And many of it's going to be death. He's allowing them to be bold, so bold as to blaspheme God openly without remorse. It will be a lesson for everyone to learn. This is what happens when you come against the holy God and speak blasphemy. And this is amazing because the Lord is saying, they shall fall by the sword, says God. The sword of my spirit shall slay them, for my word is true. I cannot deny my word to my servants, the prophets. I will repay my enemies in my vengeance. I will recompense them evil for evil they have brought against this nation and its people. I love America. I have destined this nation for my purpose alone. And you evil men have defied me and shall pay, even pay with your lives. But my people will go free to obey me, to obey and worship me as I have ordained. They will glorify me and I will be glorified in them. And no man can stop what I will do through their lives, says the true and living God. Okay, there you have it. God is putting the devil and his people on notice. Be big and bad if you want to, and blaspheming God because you haven't seen him yet. This is not your time. This is his to show himself strong. This is the Lord's time to come against his enemies and show who he is. You have to understand, this is so biblical because the Bible talks about it. And the book of Judges, it talks about their generations the past with God's people where they have not seen God. They don't know the God of their fathers. And God always shows up in that generation with power. And it's usually when the people get in trouble and they're crying out to God in prayer, God will show up and show his power against the enemy. We are in a generation that does not know the power of God, but we're about to see it. Why? Because this is the end of the last days. Jesus is trying to come back. And no matter how evil it gets, he says this gospel must be preached. What gospel? The gospel that he spoke, quoted the words of Isaiah 61. And I'll quote it for you. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach the good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn, Now, when Jesus spoke it in Luke chapter 4, he didn't say the part about the vengeance. He just stopped that to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. But what the Lord is saying now is, it is time for the vengeance of our God to comfort all that mourn. That's what we're seeing. God is listening to his people who are hurting, who are crying out under the tyranny of men and kings and leaders who are blaspheming Almighty God, who are doing all manner of evil. And he's answering. He's going to answer in such a way that people will know that there is a God in America, that there's a God in the earth. God is putting the devil on notice, that he will glorify his people in the midst of the devil's attempts to do evil on the earth. Oh, he's letting evil do its thing while luring them to their destined end. In fact, this was prophesied for 2024, because the Lord said, "It is my time for my kingdom to arise in the earth and show forth my honor and praise through my people. It is their time to arise, shine, for their light has come. For their light, my glory has come to make my ways known in this darkness." So, beloved, that's the message the Lord is saying. This is a time of his vengeance. This is not the time to be working against God. This is time to repent, to turn around before it's too late. But we're about to see leaders drop dead publicly. Some of them will be blinded. Some of their mouths will be shut for a period of time. We're about to see things we've only seen in the book of Acts, because in we're experiencing the last book of Acts of the Holy Spirit. We saw what was written in the Bible, but these that are coming now are the last Acts that will be recorded in God's book before Jesus returns. So they're going to be more dynamic than the ones we saw in the Bible. They're going to be drastic because evil is at a higher level. Therefore, the light of God that it's going to take to transform the earth is going to be more dramatic. So look for extraordinary feats of God in this period of time, bigger than anything we've seen. In fact, Jesus said his people would do greater works, and that is the reason why. Evil's gone greater, so the works have to be even much greater. Grace will abound much greater as sin is abounding in the earth. Now, this is a message for God's people and also to the enemies of God for this coming season. Oh, the enemy may show up, and he will show up. He's going to pull out everything, threats of harm, of violence. But just sit there on God's word, obey God, and you will watch this thing boomerang back on the devil. Just watch and see how God will turn it all around for the good of his people. God is avenging us speedily, and we thank you, Lord. This has been Paula Matthews for Epic Books and Cafe. Until next time.